We are learning with Sechs Ba'abasra Daf Kuflamates Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Kuflamates Amud Aleph. The Gemara is Shaila, if a husband in the Nechosim of his wife, is he a Yairish or a Lekeh? When we brought a Raya, that he must be a Yairish because we see that Amana collects Mezoinis from those Nechosim, even after he gets it for himself. So he must be considered a Yairish, because if we consider Lekeh, the halach is, Ein Mitzin L'mazan Yishuvah Bonois, so here you are being mighty. Obviously, he is considered a Yerush. Even without Ravin's letter, I didn't think we would know that he's a Yerush. I'll bring another Raya as a Yerush. These are the following things that don't go back to the original owner of Yevil. Habechayra. First of all, the Bechayra. The Bechayra, which is the Chelek HaBechar, is considered a Matana. And it doesn't go back. It's not considered lekucha. It's not called lekech. It does not go back for yovel. Also, va'yoyrish is ishtay. Someone who's yoyrish, his wife, that also does not go back to the father's estate and father's yarshim by yovel. Could it have him, you know, that the isha brings in the chasim. The isha dies. It goes to the husband. But now, when the maybe by yovel, it goes back to the isha's family. Because the husband's a lekeh, kamash malon. No, the husband's a yerush. Took the top rishpam. But faris also gusava yerushis abal de araisa v'lekeh chava mishoshenosa afil achamisa loy nafka mechamek chamem karvasal v'yov. This is that Rashi that we spoke out. That Rashi Rashbam says that the Rashbam says that once lekeh, always lekeh. So if you be lekeh, even though now you got everything yerusha, still you would have to give it back b'yovel because lemaisa you consider a lekeh. So taritz is. He must be considered a Yerush. We have two Rayas that is considered a Yerush. For the Gemara, I have a Raya the opposite way. Omle Rava, v'hashto shalach miyadina. Now that you did send this letter and you have this halacha on the Mishnah of Mecharis, do you think he's a Yerush? I'll bring you a Raya, he's a Lekech. V'omle Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, v'usha eskinu, ha'isha shemachur nechsem v'lug. Let's say Isha sold nechsem v'lug, and then b'chaya bala, while her husband was alive, u'meisa, then she dies. The halacha is, habal moitz miyad lekuchos. The Baal gets those nechasim. Why? Because he's the first lekech. That's what we're mesaken Nusha, that he's the first lekech. He gets it back from the lekech. And the Rashbam says, so that's good if you consider it a lekech. But if you consider it a yairish, then you wouldn't get it. But that's what the Rashbam says. But the Gemara is a stick of a pella. Why is it a pella? Because we said, we declared, if you're a yairish or lekech. When were you a yairish if you said you're a yairish? Right when you get married, you're Yerush ready. The question was, what you have in the chasim? And then Yerush and Lekeh.
I can be Yerush when
you're
married.
Oh, so there it is. Heck, you've been then Yerush when you got married. So that's why you shouldn't get it first. But the Gemara was clearing that. The only thing you get a Yerush even when you get married. So if you're Yerush when you get married, then you're the first Yerush. Teretz is, it's not Shach Yerush left after Mises. So what was Gemara talking about in Malav? Love Sav Akla, Gemara declared. Love Sav Akla. The husband was alive. The Gemara declared, if you borrowed money and then you got married, could the Baal Chayv collect? And we said, is he a Yairish or a Lekech? What do you mean? What's the status of Yairish? She didn't die yet. Teretz is, we're saying you are Yairish. So if you are Yairish, so you're first. It's Gemara Bama Shapela. So both the Rechanan Vassaman and Mishmur Rozovsky and others all talk about this. And the Teretz is hard to understand. But the saying is, that Avada he gets the Nechasim right away. But does he get a Medin Yairish? Or Medin Lekeach. If he gets it Medin Lekeach, he could be Lekeach Rishon. But if he gets it Medin Yairish, he has a Din Yairish, you know there's no Yerusha yet, which means he can eat now the Chasim because he's going to be the Yairish. So then, he would not be first. If she sold it, he would not be first. Because he only has it Medin Yairish and not Medin Lekeach. Back upon him, that Lomdus aside, the Gemara brings a Raya that he's a Lekeach. So we have two Rayas that the husband's a Yairish. One raya was from that the Amana collects. The other raya was from that does not go back for Yovel. And then we have a raya the opposite way, that is a lekech, because if Isha sells the nechasim, the husband gets it first when she dies. So you see that he's a lekech. So we have a stira. Two rayas that he's a Yerush, and one raya is a lekech. So what do we do? Alamar Vashi. Baal, Shavin Rabbanu Ki Yerush, Vashim Lekech. Chazal made him into a Yerush, and made him into a lekech, and it depends. Whatever is good for him, we do it that way. Gaba Yovel, if we would make him a lekech, would go back. Shavino Banak Yerush, made him to Yerush. We should say today, we don't want him to lose it. We don't lose the chasim. Gabi de Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, where the wife sold the nechasim, then we give him the power of a lekeach. We want to make good for him. Shavin Rabbanan kelekeach, we should say the day because he's going to lose. Now, what about Gabi de Ravin? Gabi de Ravin, we're there, the Amon is collecting. Maybe there we should say, we don't want him to lose his nechasim for his good. No, so there we worry about the Amon. Gabi de Ravin, should say the Amon, Shavin Rabbanan kelekeach. And the Rashbam explains because her ksuba is first. So we care about the Amon first. Therefore, since we care about the Amona, we make him into a Yairish in order that the Amona could collect her Mezainis. And that's so far very good. Now, what about Fekta Marakasha? We said, Reveza Rechidina, who do we stick up for? The husband. Fekta Gemara, what about the Pseid de Lakuchas? Well, Gabi de Reveza Rechidina, the Ika Pseid de Lakuchas, the Shavin Rabbanon Kilakach. Remember him into Lakach. Why? Why don't we worry about the Pseid de Lakuchas? So Gemara says, no. Hosav Inu Daf Sidon Afshay. Those Lekuches did it to themselves. Kivin de Gebal, they know this Isha is married. Don't bind a chosim when you know there's a husband here. Loi bari lehula mizva misa, the yasu to say gabra. She's married, a married lady. Don't buy off the chosim for a married lady when you know that the Baal is potentially getting it. You don't do that. And since you did that, you don't say the lekuches, you lose out. Now, the only case we didn't answer is that there was a shayla. Love sava achla, do you collect? In that case, do you make the husband into a Yairish or not? Maybe for his good, make him into a Lekeach where you can collect. Or maybe you worry about the Pseida of the Ahava. Zok the Rashbam, the last Rashbam, the middle Rashbam, he says that the Gavin Shiloh, Rabbi Chanel, says that loves of Ochla, the Omdav Anissus, Mestabra de Ki Yairish Shav, it's like a Yairish, and the Baal Chayv does collect. From Pseida de Malva. The chain sugi the shmeitzer the cholhecha dika pseida in terms of pseida going pseida the amano the lekel amem iu dafse nafshei then shavinu rabbanon ki yirish and therefore you will consider him a yirish hadun aloch perek yesh noichlin beli neder zok the nay perek mishemeitz and mishemeitz will start off exactly where we ended off in the last perek mishemeitz v'niach bonim ubonis like we spoke at there's a tnai ksuba that the Bonois eat from the estate, Mizoines, even though the Bonim are the Yarshim. So if you leave over Bonim or Bonois, Bezmancha Nechos Merubim, when there's plenty of Nechosim, HaBonim Yershu, the Bonim get the Yerusha, VaHaBonois Yizoinu. And the Bonois take Mizoines as much as they need until they get older. But if it's Nechosim Watim, we'll see what it means. We'll define what it means, Nechosim Merubim, Nechosim Watim, very soon in the Gemara. Nechasim mu'atim, but if there's not enough nechasim, the halacha is who gets it first. The bonus get the mezainus. Yizaynu va'abonim yishalu apsachim. The bonim have to go collecting. Adam says v'shoshani zochav saati because I'm a zochah I lose out. That's not fair. And we'll see exactly what his taina is on kuf mem on base. We'll see exactly what his taina is. But he says l'chayru they should split it evenly. So Amar Rabbi Gamil royani is the v'adman. I see the divrei admon and. Like the Gemara Ksuba says, every time Rav Gamliel says Rayani, and he does the Re'admon, it means you're passing like that. Now, when it says Va'abonis Yizoinu, which means that they get the Mezoinu, what does that mean? So Rashbam's Taitcha means the Mezoinus Upanos Nasuan. They take off the top Mezoinus and Panosus Nasuan. The Rashbam, that's what Rashbam learns. The Taitcha brings down from Rivon that argues on that. That when we're coming to this Shailov, Rechasim Arubim, Rechasim Watim, we only work with Mizainus. We don't work with expenses for the Chasana. That's not how you work with, because we'll see.
Tisha gets married at 18.
Huh?
Tisha gets married at 18.
Then what?
Tisha gets Nasa
Sazun? Yeah, well, it makes a difference about 8 years. Yeah. No, it makes a difference about 8 years, but the Mizainus, the Nasun, I'm not sure about that, but it could be. The Lashon is actually to background at Nasa Lagovrim, so I'm not sure. The Gavi Panos Nasuun, the Gavi Begeris. I thought it was only Gavi Mezainis. I'm not sure. I think Gavi Nasuun, they still get it. But that I'm not sure about. Zokta Gemara. Bekama Merubim. Now, it says over here that if you have a Nechosim Merubim, the halacha is, then the Banim get the Yerusha and the Banis get the Mezainis. But if it's very little, so then we make the Banim go collecting and the Banis get the Mezainis. What's Merubim, what's Mu'atim? Bekama merubin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kedesh Yizoinu Mehem Eilu VeEilu Shtei Masach Chodesh. Which means, if there's enough mezoinis in this estate for 12 months, so then you say no problem, just split it regularly. I'm not worried anything. The bonus will take mezoinis from the sons, and everything's good. But if it's not enough, so we have to do, you have to put it away for the bonos, because there's not enough. Ki amrisik avei de Shmuel. So when Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, set over the member of Rav from Shmuel, Omar zu divi Rav and Gamil bar Rabbi. That's the sheet of Rav and Gamil bar Rabbi. Avacham ma'ev m'cham say, kidei shizoynim hem elu ve'elu achi bogu. You have to figure out, until these bonos become, turn 12 and a half, if you have enough mezonos, let's say they're 5 years old, so you have to figure out, you have enough mezonos for both of them for 7 years, so then, 7.5 years, so then you can split up the Yerusha. If not, you have to give it over to Apotropos to give over to Mamazonis. Itmanami, ki also Rav and Omar Aviyachna, Armel Omar Abarachana, Omar Aviyachna, kol shi yuzoynu mehem, Meruba means, kol shi yuzoynu mehem, enough mezonos, eil veil achi yabagru. That's hey Meruba. Pachis pekan reil meotim. Great thing about Akasha. It sounds like, let's just give a number. If mezonos for both of them, each of them, until they get older, mezonos is around $1,000, let's say. So, if you have $2,000 or more, then you can split up the Yerusha. If you have $1,950, so then what? It sounds like the moral thought right now, if you have $1,900, it all goes to the bonus. Because it's the chasam watim. In escrow to the bonus. All goes to the bonus, and they have to go collecting. That's what it sounds like. Freight the Gemara, why? They only need $1,000. Why 1950? That's Gemara's kasha. The lekula elu ve'elu achi bagru is not enough for both of them until they get older. So shakli luhu bonus lekulu. The bonus take everything. Dr. Rashbam, bitmiya. The kivin the karis lamuatim imkain lo yitlu behem abonim kolum. The tam masisim that they go collecting. That makes sense. Elamarava, it's not even Ella. Rav explains just explains what he mean. Rav might see him lemazonos lebonos achi yibagru v'shal lebonos. What it means is, if you have $1,950, you got to make an escrow account. You take $1,000, they put into escrow. The other $950 go to the bonos. Do what you want with it. That's you could do it. It's for your mezonos. That's what it means. That, but if it's more than $2,000, you don't do escrow account. You keep it. You make a regular yerusha and they give money. You're not worried it's going to get used up. But avada, when there's more otim, it just means that you put the $1,000 into the escrow account.